Support for WPR comes from the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art, an independent organization dedicated to creating experiences that educate, reflect, and inspire. More is at mmoca.org.
Support for WPR comes from 4imprint, providers of promotional products for businesses, including embroidered apparel, trade show items, and logoed business gifts. More is at 4imprint.com. 4imprint, for certain.
It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Later in the program, we'll talk about how bomb-sniffing dogs are trained and why they are in high demand. That's coming up in about 10 minutes.
But first, the public's getting a chance to sound off today on a proposed bill that would close up to 4,000 acres of forest around a proposed mine site in northern Wisconsin.
The authors of the bill say the measures needed to protect workers at Cogebic Taconite from protests, but others are calling it an overreach, saying it would unnecessarily close off thousands of acres of land that isn't actually being considered for mining.
Sean Johnson joins us now with the latest from the public hearing. He's WPR state government reporter. And Sean, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell us, what exactly was this hearing about today?
So this is a hearing on the bill that you mentioned that would close off about 3,500 acres, it sounds like, that's in the managed forest land program surrounding the proposed site where this mine would be in northern Wisconsin. And right now, if a landowner has land in the managed forest land program, they get a big property tax benefit out of that if they keep it open to the public. And if they want to close it to the public, they want to take it out of the managed forest land program, they got to pay a tax penalty. This bill would change that. They would no longer have to pay that tax penalty to take it out of the open status for this program. And for GTAC, the mining company, they've said that they want to do this because of an incident that happened in June where several people were videotaped, shouting obscenities, threats, and taking a woman's camera at the site of one of the test drills.
And so if this were to pass, this proposed bill, how long would this forest stay closed to hikers and other people who want to use the land recreationally?
Couldn't get a really firm answer on that today, but Senator Tom Tiffany, the Republican who's sponsoring this, said yesterday it could be about 3 years. There was some talk in the committee hearing today that it could be 3 to 5 years. And I think it's important to note that if this bill passed as it's written, it would happen automatically as soon as a company files an intent to seek a permit. From when a permit decision is reached, this law would automatically close off this section of land. And so it would be, it could be reopened for certain activities. Could be reopened for deer hunting or a variety of other activities. But whether that happened would be completely up to the mining company, GTAC, and the DNR. So in essence, it gives the mining company veto power over whether or not to do that.
Now, the bill, as I understand it, is specific to this mine site. Is that right?
Yeah, so it wouldn't affect other areas of the state, the other thousands of acres throughout Wisconsin that are part of the managed forest land program that are getting this, reduced property taxes by keeping the land open. It would be specific to this site. And so, while it in nowhere in the bill mentions this particular mine or the mining company, it's definitely a bill written with them in mind.
Now, you talked a little bit about what caused this bill to be proposed, about the protest and some of the behavior that was going on there. What are opponents to the bill saying?
Well, opponents are saying that it's a special, kind of a special handout to one company at the expense of other property taxpayers in that area. So, that's a point that Senator Bob Jauch, whose district includes the mine, made repeatedly at the public hearing today. Said there is a way for the mining company to close this private property down, take it out of the open status through the managed forest land program, pay the tax penalty like other businesses would have to do, and then you can post it, you can keep everybody off, there would be no issues. And so they're saying what you're going to end up doing is take this land that people have hunted on for many years, you're going to very quickly potentially close it down later this year, maybe in October, and then you'd have people going up there who used to hunt there, not knowing that it's closed, potentially trespassing, or people going up there not sure what's happening and just avoiding the area. The company says, though, for them to, you know, pay that tax penalty to take the, you know, to close it down, they would, they feel like they'd be, that'd be unfair because they'd be giving in to the protesters who, you know, raided the mining site in early June. They feel like they'd be having to pay, you know, a monetary penalty for something that they didn't bring on.
So you were at the hearing today about the consideration for this bill. What did you hear today? What were people saying?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a very long back and forth between the author, Senator Tom Tiffany, and Senator Bob Jauch, the Democrat mentioned earlier who represents that area. So it wasn't the type of hearing that where you might expect members of the public pouring in and people speaking for a few minutes at a time. It was a very long back and forth on the, between them. And it was a lot of Senator Bob Jauch trying to pin down Senator Tom Tiffany and the motivations of the bill, who would benefit, trying to pin down the representative or the spokesman for the mining company, GTAC, on exactly what their plans are, because GTAC could open up parts of this land for hunting or fishing, things like that. But, you know, that's not spelled out in the bill. So a pretty contentious hearing along those lines. You did hear from a couple conservation groups that said, we don't want you to do this. This, you know, this runs contrary to our members' best interest. And then you heard the mining company saying, we need this to happen if we're going to, you know, have a successful business up there.
Do you have a sense about whether there are other landowners who could look at this bill and say, you know, I would like to close down, I'd like an exemption too, and this could be applied more broadly down the road?
Yeah, I mean, well, they're definitely out there. I don't know that it would be applied more broadly down the road, but there are landowners out there I know who said, I have land that's in the managed forest land program. If I want to take it out, I have to follow these rules. If it's over a certain acreage, I have to pay this this tax or this fee to get it out of the managed forest land program. Why is this one situation getting special treatment? You know, I don't know that it would be applied elsewhere down the road, though.
So can you give us a sense of what is next for this bill, what we can expect?
Well, this is a bill that we actually didn't know about until last week. It was introduced, I believe, on Friday before Labor Day weekend, given its first hearing today. The committee's planning to vote on it tomorrow. So, you know, at least through the committee process in the Senate, it's on what you'd normally call the fast track in the legislature. Whether or not the legislature is going to move on it that quickly, we don't know yet. It doesn't sound like the state assembly is going to be in until October, so it's not like this thing is going to become law and be on the governor's desk overnight. But Senator Tiffany, the author, chairs this committee. He wants to move on it fast on his end.
All right. Well, Sean, thank you so much for being here today. We're going to keep watching this one, as I'm sure you will too.
All right. Thank you.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR state government reporter.
Coming up next, a look at the life and training of a bomb-sniffing dog. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.